I just want to let y'all know that's bad. It's not cool. I want to do something a little fun. If everybody just, you did this before, I just want to make sure everybody's, no, don't do that, not that. I'm just, that's me. It's like everybody's like, okay, go ahead, yeah. You know. All right, well then, I don't want to do it now. Everybody's warm, that's good enough. So I was, I'm introducing two young people today, and they're going to be talking about choices. But I want to tell you guys about some choices that I've made that's really kind of my at my expense. So I was playing baseball. I played softball, slow pitch, and thought I was pretty good. I'm at first base. I'm the first base coach, and I'm like, yeah, this is the life right here. You know, first base coach and slow pitch softball. And so one of the guys cranks it. He hits the ball. It gets sent all the way to the gate, and everybody's like rooting and cheering. And then I hit second base. Then I hit third base, and I make it home, and everybody's like cheering. We high-fiving, everybody's all good. And he's like, Mike, that's awesome. We take the lead. And then, like, a couple minutes later, they look at the score like, wait a minute. Something's not right. Why? How did y'all get that many runs? You only had two people on base. And we were like, no, we had three. And they was like, no, you only had two. And it was like, Mike, did you score? I was like, yeah, I scored. They was like, you were the first base coach. And I thought, like, wait, what? I was like, you know, you get in the moment. You're in the moment. And I saw it hit, and I was just like, go. And I just took off. And I was like, yes. And we scored everything, and everybody, and my coach looks at me. He's like, wait a minute, did you run the bases? I was like, yeah. He's like, why? I was like, I don't know, man. I got caught in the moment, bro. It was just one of those things. Just go with it, you know. And they end up, you know, we lost the game. But, you know, it was bad. It was a bad idea. But it was just one of those decisions that I just thought, like, at the time it felt good, you know. So just run with it, you know. But I wanted to talk about choices. It was a scripture that I was looking at this morning, and I wanted to share about. It's in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 10. It says, choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. And Abby and Avery are two amazing kids. If you guys don't know them, they're amazing young man and woman. They have some awesome message prepared. They're talking about choices. And a lot of times we, every day, in a lot of moments, we're faced with choices. Things that are easy, things can be like, you know, honey, what are we going to eat, which sometimes not an easy choice, you know, but or it can be faced with, do I do homework today or do I do it tomorrow morning before class? Do I clean up now or do I clean up later? Do I go to sleep early or, you know, or stay up late? You know, little choices like that, but then you have big choices in your life. And, you know, do I move my family here or do I go to church this Sunday? You know, or do I talk to this person about this? You know, choices that are a little bit harder. And so I think it's really important that we understand that 18 years old, or I'm sorry, 17 and 16 for them, they're making choices in their life that are really not easy choices. And it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of wisdom at a young age. And so I really want to make sure that when they get up here and they're sharing their hearts, that we really are encouraging to them and we really give them our full attention, because I remember being 18, and it's not easy talking in front of a bunch of older people that you don't know what they're going to think about what you're going to say. So let's give them an encouraging word. Abby's going to come up and start us out. And
I'm a little shorter, so. Okay, so hi, I'm Abby. I'm a senior at Berkmore High School. So I'm really going to talk to you guys about, like, my choice of getting baptized, like my conversion story. It's not going to be all of it, so if you guys like want to hear it, just kind of come up to me sometime, I guess. So a really rough year for me was seventh grade. Middle school is really hard. So seventh grade year, I got bullied at school, and it was also just rough at home. A lot of you know about my sister. She's somewhere. I don't know where she is, but yeah, she's back there on the floor. But she has special needs, so it's always been really rough. When I was little, I really felt like a burden to my parents, just because my thought process was like, they have so much going on with my sister, I don't want to bring more onto them. And so I kind of just bundled everything up. I would always tell them, oh yeah, I'm great, school's great. But it was really hard being bullied. I would get bullied for like not cussing, not dressing the same way, and even just for being white. In middle school and now even high school, I go to schools where there's not a lot of white people. Right now, there's about 7 of us in my grade. So one night, I was just feeling really lonely and really just by myself and useless. And I almost commit suicide. That same night, I just really thought about my sister in that moment. And I couldn't really leave this world knowing that she wouldn't have an older sister to watch out for her and protect her. So that same night, I went to my parents straight after that, after just bawling my eyes. And I told them everything. I told them about me getting bullied and how I felt like a burden. And about a week later, I was put on medication for depression, and I was going to therapy. And that helped a lot. I actually made a lot more friends eighth grade year, and it got a lot easier. And I actually started studying the Bible by myself. Like, I wouldn't really tell anyone, but I would just, like, read a few scriptures every night by myself, and I wouldn't really, like, tell anyone because I was like, oh, it's not a big deal, you know? So I, like, actually started studying with disciplers my freshman year, and I had 4 different disciplers for 2.5 years. It was just hard because people would either move or they were just, like too busy to do studies. So I always had to, like, retell my story. I had to redo, like, the sinful study. And it just got really hard. But last year, I went to the teen retreat, and that was, like, a big moment just because I met a counselor, and I told them, like, yeah, I've been studying for, like, 2 years now, and I want to get baptized, but I feel like this and that and this. And I was, like, I pretty much felt like, you know, God has seen all of my sins, and I felt like he couldn't love me because of all my sins. And she gave me the scripture, Romans 8, and I know a lot of you, I probably shouldn't turn to it before, but a lot of you probably know this scripture. Hold up, y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all, I know where Romans is, I just can't. Okay. Romans 8, 38 through 39, and I'm going to read it to you guys. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, because I'm short, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when I, like, I've read that scripture before, but I think when I was reading it with her, it was just like, boom, like, that was my moment where I was like, I want to get baptized. So I got back, and Megan Holt was my discipler, and I was like, dude, I want to get baptized. And she was like, dude, that's awesome. And so a week after that, I got baptized on October 2nd, and that was, like, my biggest choice. So, yeah.
Hey, I'm Avery Snyder. I'm a junior at Duluth High School. I run cross country, and I love Jesus. Okay, so what I want to talk about, I guess since the theme is choice, I guess one of the biggest choices I made, which is, this happened at the Swamp. So one of the biggest choices I made was reforming my relationship with God and, like, making it more about loving him and, like, recognizing his love rather than trying not to sin and essentially going into, like, feeling guilty about it and going over that cycle over and over again. So I remember I was at the swamp. I had, like, time to myself because that week I was a worker and we have a lot of time to ourselves. So I kind of just went off in the back to pray by myself. And I was like, how come I'm not, like, feeling, like, a really good relationship with God? I have all these opportunities, all these people influencing me, all these great lessons, but I don't really feel, like, a real connection with God. So I prayed about it, and I started reading my Bible, and I came across, I think it was, like, you know, in the Bible app, they have those little sermon, those lesson plans things. So I went to the one, I clicked love. So I clicked that one, and the first one that came up was 1 Corinthians 13. So the verse 1 says, if you speak the tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding bell or a gong clanging like a cymbal. So I felt like I could relate to that a whole lot, especially since, like, my relationship with God felt like not fulfilling, I guess. So I felt like whenever I spoke about God, I felt I was just making noise. I felt like I was just saying repeating what other people were saying. I didn't, like, actually feel the relationship with God. So that helped me a lot, and let me get back to my notes. So I felt like whenever I spoke to people, I kind of, like, had to prove to them that I was a Christian rather than, like, feeling I was a Christian, and, like, yeah. So I felt another part of it was verse 7. It starts listing out all the things that love is. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesize. Anyway, so I was looking at that scripture, and I was like, kind of like, so I know that I can, like, love always, it has hope. I, like, hope a lot. I always trust people. I always protect people. I try to, like, be a trustworthy person. And I was kind of, like, using it as a checklist. It's like, I have all those qualities. How come, like, I don't feel the love of God? But I think what really, like, kept me from, like, pursuing God was recognizing that He gave me all those things to me. And I feel like recognizing that God gave me love was, like, a big thing for me. So I feel like I learned that day, like, that just that day alone, I feel like I learned the power of prayer, like, how much prayer can impact your relationship with Him, how much closer it can bring Him, like, how He answers prayers. I feel like that the realization of God's love helps you spread God's love so much more than, like, if you just try it on your own, like, if you don't have it, because you're spreading God's love because He gave you love and stuff. So, and it helped me realize, like, how much power you have as an individual just to, like, spread God's love and impact other people so much. Because I realized that, after I realized that God gave me love, it helped me, like, take advantage of all the opportunities at places like the swamp and everywhere else at church to, like, gain knowledge so I can give love to other people. So I felt like that really helped me. That choice of realizing God loves me, like, really loves me, how Jesus died on the cross, how He gave so much for us. I feel like that really helped me with my relationship with God.